All right. Welcome back to all of our listeners, all of our friends, our family, and our foes to the Fox Den Sports Podcast, along with my three sons, Kellen, Garen, Gannon, and I am Todd Fox. And we are excited you are here with us this evening. And this crazy, me and Gannon are in Oklahoma, and it looks like we got a lot of interesting weather coming our way tonight. They also said possible, softball size hail, perhaps. We'll see. Garrett's in Missouri, Kellen's in Georgia. So, but Gannon will be in, you'll be driving next week this time to San Antonio. But until then, hey, we can't have any hail damage here. Two new cars have been purchased in the last month. And Gannon got his new vehicle, what was that, Friday? You got back here Thursday night late, and you got Friday. So How's the vehicle going, Gannon? And let's let everybody know what kind of vehicle you got.
It's going pretty good. I'm discovering
you haven't wrecked it yet, have you?
No.
Be quiet.
It actually has a
already
found this feature today lunch. That you can click a button and it if you
can y'all hear him?
Into the other lane, it like steers back for you. It's pretty nice.
What kind of car did you get?
HRV.
What year?
2022.
Oh, the exact God. Car Taylor has.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's the one we got here a couple months ago.
Tell the listeners the great story of how you let your brothers know, or Garrett at least, how you let him find out, or what, he send you a text or something?
Yeah, I think he asked about it over text, and I was like, yeah, Dad paid, and then I put an outrageously high number. He believed it for quite a while.
It was brand new car. I was like, this guy just... I was thinking that car cost as much as mine, Kellen and Callie's combined. Don't know what Gannon did to do that, but.
Well, I mean, he's Gannon. Look at that cute little smile. Anyway, nothing to say, Kellen? You're over there being a little quiet?
No, I didn't get a car.
What are you talking about? You got one like 10 years ago. Wasn't it? How long ago was it?
8.
Yeah, there you go. That's what happens when you get older and you're off the payroll. So
You got that 8 years ago? That's when... never mind.
I guess 8 and a half. I don't know. I think I was 18.
So all of our listeners, we had a... What was that? GMC Sonoma? Is that what it was? And it was like...
95.
What kind of blue 95. Would you call that? Like
electric blue.
Electric blue,
pretty sure.
Okay, and it went through all the kids. So it used to be grandpa, great grandpa,
all the boys, grandpa, come on.
And then went through Kellen for I don't know how long you drove it, Kellen, for 2 or 3 years.
Two.
Garrett drove it for several years, and then Gannon, and I was hoping to make it through your little sister, but unfortunately, not the case. It probably could have.
I was hoping y'all, give it to me.
Yeah, I would have given you $2,000 for that thing.
Hunter wanted to buy it. I would have bought it.
Well, it's nice to know this after the fact, but hey.
Nobody asked.
Okay. You guys want my van?
Nope.
There you go. That's why I don't ask. All right. We got Garrett. Tell us a little bit of what happened last week with the Oklahoma Sooners. And a little portal news.
Well, we got arguably the best player. First of all, biggest news, I think, honestly, is Gavin Freeman hitting the portal. I don't know if you guys saw that. Not that he was going to be a huge factor this year, but still.
What does that tell you, though?
Oh, no, our receiver corps stacked. Yeah. He was never going to play, but he'll be gone. On the flip side, picked up, like I said, best defensive player in the portal right now, Dominic Williams from TCU. Interior rusher. He's going to be a huge key player. I think he'll play most, if I'm not mistaken, probably every snap. He seems pretty able to do so. stuff on the run, which is what we've struggled with the last, decade, I feel like. So that'll be super important. But yeah, it just gives us more depth on the inside.
Oh, I think it's a great move for him to come here. Just shows you great like the
weapon.
Expert.
Great weapon on the defensive side.
Experts were saying he was going to go to Texas. And that didn't happen. So that's even better whenever he doesn't go to good old Texas. Not good old Texas. We can't stand him. But anyway. All right. So now let's talk NBA playoffs. We've got the Thunder to talk about. You guys take it away. What do you want to talk about with that? What's been so far? Any there's really hadn't been a whole big surprise, has there, at all? In any of it?
No.
No.
Not at all, really.
What's everybody's series prediction?
I'm picking us in 5.
Us in 6.
Interesting.
Yeah, I say us in 6. I think there's a better chance of us beating them in 5 than them winning the series, though. I have a lot of people online or friends of mine act like they're trying to warn me of what's to come, and I'm like, I don't think they have any idea what's headed their way.
We still didn't have enough national games that anyone's has any clue what we're capable of at all.
And we're just like,
everyone keeps saying this is what I was going to say later on, but somebody asked how Mark Daigneault how they're going to guard Luka. He said, just make sure Dort shows up on time. And everyone in the comments and everyone's saying, oh, well, what are you going to do about Kyrie? You got 2 players. And come on. Like, 1 player's not going to be able to beat the Thunder. We're not the crippled Clippers. So,
and they also have nobody to defend any of our offensive threats.
Absolutely not. Yeah. And I would take Shea on a good matchup would be Shea on Kyrie. I mean, he's got several inches on him. Just as big. Kyrie's still going to put up some points, and so is Luka. But
wouldn't want that just because we want Shea to be energized and ready on offense. But in, like, if you look at the stats from the regular season, and everybody's been pointing out, like, Shea had a terrible first round, and he did have a lower stats round. But if you look at his, like, performances against the Pelicans specifically, he played way better in the playoffs than he did all regular season, because he played not very good against them in the regular season because they did a great job. They're really good at defending him. But so what I'm trying to say is people are pointing out that he didn't have the greatest series one, but it's like, that's fine. He still played better than what should have been
expected. I'll take the sweep.
Yeah, like I said last week.
Like, he played enough to sweep. It's like,
he did what he had to do. He didn't need to be any better. At all.
He's not a selfish player. He's not a selfish superstar. Whatever needs to happen, whatever happens, is natural.
Yeah. I'm excited
when he's
to
ready
see
to score, he's going to score.
The whole team step up. We got the striped shirts tomorrow. Did you guys see that? They're striped arena. And from my memory, that's like most of the best playoff memories for the Thunder is whenever the arena stripes. So that's pretty exciting. But
interesting.
Gafford's going to be a scary matchup. I'll be honest. Him and Lively are both very
just
good
on the boards.
Inside. Yes, and that's like a thing that's going to kill us, though. Like, that is one of our biggest downsides. But
yeah, but I mean, Valanciunas was getting 20 boards some games, so I don't think it's going to be any different or any worse. Their best rebounder is a guard, so just keep him out there.
Yeah. Well, and Luka is also, he shot like less than 20% from 3, I think, round 1. And we have a way better defensive scheme for him. So I think people are acting like they match up great. I think we match up pretty well against them, and we'll beat them in 5 or 6. I'd put money on 6, though.
I would say so.
Well, let me ask you all this. Gannon and I were talking about a few days ago. Now, looking back on it, the Paul George for Shea trade was a really good trade. And even if you just did Shea for Paul George, really good trade. And then on top of that, we got I think it was Gallinari. Is that his name? He was in that trade, plus all those draft picks, right?
And one of those draft picks being.
So think about that. Jalen like, what Williams. An incredible trade that, I mean, what's. They made.
I mean,
I'm trying to think. Go ahead.
The day it happened, we won that trade. Everyone knew that.
No,
I don't know.
I know. But even looking back on it further. I mean,
also, this summer it happened. I was already saying if we just traded even just Schaefer. Paul George was going to work out after a couple of years because I didn't ever think they would win a championship. And that's, I think, the bar that would set it like worth it or not worth it for them. But yeah, I've been saying I think Shea for George alone would have been good.
I think there's very few players worth giving up what they gave up. Yeah, what they gave up for George. I think, I don't know if there would have been more than three players that I would have traded that much for. I don't know why for Paul George, but
I think they just got scared and they knew they had to get him if they wanted Kawhi. So they
that's another
traded
factor for sure.
An arm and a leg for him.
Just like in a sense, that trade they got Paul George and Kawhi. But like, I wonder if they really had to give us that much or if we would have accepted less.
I bet we would have taken a little left. Who cares? But. I mean, he was already going to get traded the offseason anyways, so.
And Kawhi asked to try to get Kyrie and another player I can't remember before he settled for George, which is funny, but.
Well, that's why you don't let, in my opinion, you don't let these NBA players try to be in charge of the roster because that's what you see, and you see what's happening in the Lakers as well. I mean, this Clippers thing is probably just going to blow up. I imagine – Paul George is probably not going to be there next year. Kawhi, I don't know the answer to that, but I mean, if I'm the owner, I mean, the guy and Gann and I were talking a few days ago as well. Like he's obviously probably hurt, right? Cause in order to not play, but I mean, he's probably going to be like in bad shape, you know, when he's older with the kind of, I'll guarantee it. Yeah. I mean, you know, hardly barely walk, but you're paying all that kind of money and they went all in and it did not work at all. Terrible, terrible move on their part, and giving up Shea was the biggest piece of it.
I mean, he's 33 right now. Kawhi,
I can't no remember. Idea. We looked it up the other day, but yeah, it's somewhere all around that time or that age, I believe. Yeah, and he had a he won a title in 32. San Antonio, then he won
he was
the one
healthy
in Toronto. Yeah, when he's healthy, he's
won one.
Yeah,
fully healthy,
baby.
I would say so. He's his playoff when he was healthy. The last
is just absolutely insane.
When he's healthy, he's a top three player. I mean, you can't say that anymore. Just for the last couple of years, because of injury, we don't really.
But
get a good
last time he was
idea,
healthy,
but
especially in the playoffs, man. Oh, that guy's Like, have you seen his stats? It's like over 30 points a game, 8 rebounds on like absurd. Yeah. Like he barely missed, and stats don't even show all of it, but. Yeah, I don't know. I think if he was fully healthy, I think they could have at least made the finals.
So looking at it right now, Celtics and Cavaliers, obviously I believe it's going to be the Celtics. You guys agree?
In five?
I disagree. I think it'll be Cleveland in six because Porzingis is not playing, and he is their best player by a mile.
There's
but the Cavs have one player.
All right.
No. Cavs got Donovan Mitchell, Mobley, Jared Allen will be healthy this series, Darius Garland. They don't have – Boston doesn't have enough players to guard him.
Did you see – no, freaking – whatever, Mitchell scored all the points the last two games. Like, he has –
Name who on Boston's going to be able to defend anybody, though, outside of Jrue Holiday?
It's not going to matter. They're gonna put five guys on Mitchell There's and nobody else can make a shot.
Defender, but
– nah. I think it'll be Cleveland in six.
I got Boston.
Porzingis is the most important player they have, and he's the key to what they've been missing on why they haven't been able to get to the hump. So without him, they're going to be struggling.
Boston in five. Mitchell will go off for probably 65 one game. That's why they'll win one, and then after
the Celtics they always troll a little bit.
They have one game, Breaking news, Victor Wembanyama did just win the Rookie of the Year. No surprise there.
What?
Yeah, what? All right. What about, I think an interesting matchup is the Knicks and Indiana. Gannon thinks it's not going to be as interesting as I think.
Huh? Knicks in five.
Knicks, if not four. Like,
yeah, Pacers were the most overrated team in the NBA. Yeah. They just played against a hurt Bucks and barely beat them. No, Halliburton's the most overrated player besides Embiid in the NBA. And I would say the most because a lot of people think Embiid's the most overrated already. Halliburton is trash. He barely did anything. I never even heard of him until the playoff or until the All-Star game, and he was the only person trying. I could go out there and do well because nobody'd be guarding me.
You used to do well.
No, it's not even going to be close. It's going to have one game just because
and I think,
Knicks aren't that good. But
I was going to say, I think Knicks aren't that good either, but they've got an easy matchup.
I would have liked to see Cavaliers and Knicks matchup. Cavs and Knicks would have been a good playoff match, but
well, the best series is is obviously on the West, but I think Minnesota and Denver is a really, really good one.
Yeah,
Minnesota took game one.
I'm just glad they're one of them is getting knocked out. We don't have to go through both of them.
Who do you think is going to win that?
Minnesota,
Denver.
Anthony Edwards is the best player in that series. So.
Right now, he is. He's playing like the best player.
Anthony Edwards.
Oh, yeah.
That dude is insane right now.
I still think Denver's going to take it.
I just think they match up very well against them. I mean, defensively, they don't have enough size, and Denver doesn't have enough size, and that's even with Jokic and Aaron Gordon. So, I think Minnesota just finally really just figured it out this year, in all honesty, letting Anthony Edwards be the head guy. So,
how many do you, and I'm assuming all you guys are thinking the Thunder are going to take it, right?
Yes.
I mean, I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk, easily, but I think we should win.
Five.
I mean, Gary said five, me and Gannon said six.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
I'm not going to disrespect the Mavericks. Like, it's going to be light and day between what we played against last round, but I think we have the better all-around team.
We have the better player. We have the better all-around team. We have the better coach. We have the better home environment.
Also, I'm glad you mentioned coach because I forgot about that. That is going to be a huge difference. He's going to blow him out of the water
Jason
in the coaching
Kidd?
Matchup.
Yeah.
I'm glad Absolutely. You, because I totally forgot. Yeah, that is.
Jason Kidd don't care anymore. He got his extension today.
Did he actually?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I knew they were talking about it. He was linked to the Lakers, but no. Mark is just
so good.
Pretty
attractive, he's too.
So good.
But, the experts are, a lot of experts are thinking Dallas is going to take it because of the.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
What do they call it? The experience, which I'm not a big believer in that.
They have
Kyrie I will
is
say
very experienced.
But I was saying the other day,
experience is so overrated. Anyways,
yes.
Kyrie is probably one of the best playoff players we've seen in a while, as in just turning it from another level of what he is in the regular season to playoffs. He single-handedly won them that game six, so
he's the best player in that series.
He can make a game and series very interesting, even if the rest of his team is just doing nothing. But
he can, yes, he can.
That being said, who did he have guarding him in that series?
Well, I mean,
wasn't anybody good?
Like, I was gonna say. Player on player matchups aren't like the best way to look at it.
Five of our players are going to be better than whoever was guarding in that series.
Weren't a good defensive schemed team. If you have Zubac inside, like versus Chet, there's a clear that's
Zubac
the biggest difference for defense.
So bad,
exactly. And now we have like a historically good rookie, which rookie I guess doesn't make a difference here, but anchoring down in the paint.
I'll probably just be caught on watching Dort every defensive possession. Like, he's going to make it a mission of his to. And again, Luke is still going to probably drop 30, close to triple double, just because that's
incredible.
What he does. But
yeah,
what he's gonna wear him down so fast, so fast.
He's gonna.
If you hold, if you, in my opinion, if you hold Luka and Kyrie to less than 70 as a duo, you can win that series.
Yeah,
because
they average the most.
Who else do they really have?
Duo in a playoff.
Tim Hardaway will pop off one game. Say what?
I think them two round one had the highest like combined points.
Because they had to.
Series ever.
Yeah.
True.
No, I think Jalen Williams, he's going to have a really fair matchup with PJ Washington. Come on.
Yeah, good luck.
Like, get out of here.
Yeah. It will be fun. I know somebody got tickets on Tuesday and Thursday. That'd be Little Gannon.
How?
You know, we're going Thursday, but Tuesday, you got him from a friend from college, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So a friend from college, he's got some tickets.
Mooch
so.
And Gannon over here.
G-Man will be at the... huh?
Gary's calling me a mooch. Sorry, I had to...
Oh, yeah. Anyway. Rebuttal. So moving on, but yeah, any other Thunder news? Any Thunder expectations? Anything? I think we're good there.
I got another. I got one. Yeah.
You got what?
One thing that I saw today, it was ESPN tiering the remaining playoffs.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Teams in tier one. What'd
they say?
Tier
Who's
one.
Won? Okay.
Can I finish? I mean,
I can't
my
hear.
My gosh,
you.
Dude. Tier
so
one,
far away from the mic.
My guy. Tier one, Boston Celtics. Tier two, Denver Nuggets, Minnesota what? Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Tier three, the Thunder. Tier four, Mavericks and Knicks. Tier five, Cavs and Pacers.
It's not even close. Tier one, Nuggets, Minnesota, Thunder. Tier two should be Celtics and Mavericks.
Sorry, I just don't Celtics like alone we're the number one seed and we sweep. How much, what more do we have? I just don't get
keep,
it.
I really
don't
keep
understand.
The disrespect coming. It's all because like, of experience. And the thing about experience is I'll tell you, like, you got to gain it. You got to win and get some quote unquote experience. Right. And I know this is a different sport, but Dallas Cowboys in 92 were inexperienced. The youngest team in football played one of the most experienced teams, the San Francisco 49ers. And we beat them. It has to start somewhere. And this could be the start of the Thunder, right? So it's just, I hate it when they talk about experience. Oh, they're too young. They're young. Okay, yeah, we are young, but they're playing really well together. So,
well, also, I saw their something egos aren't online big. Today. Well, that's true. And it's like the start of the season, people were saying like we would have the same maybe record.
That's
maybe
what I less. Thought, yeah.
A lot of places had worse I record. Did. And then once we started winning, they're like, ah, they'll cool down. And then once we got to like, man, we'll probably be a top four seed. That guy, they won't get the one seed. And then we get the one seed. Now that then they were like, I think the Pelicans will beat them though because they match up real well and they're too young for the playoffs. Then we sweep them. It's like we're just going to keep going until they finally maybe realize. But
it just grinds my gears because we've already made it so much further than what everyone thought. And even just going into the playoffs, we've already made it further than what everyone thought. But the second, hypothetically, don't think it's going to happen. We lose, everyone's going to be dogging on us, and it's like, which side are you on? Honestly, like,
yeah, you guys were saying we were gonna fall off and be sixth or seventh seed by the end of the year.
I think, I figured but then I thought the cap was probably third, but it'd probably be around six is what I kind of honestly that's kind of what I thought. But then we just kept plugging away, and hey, and it's not like a lot of players like. The last couple of years, you guys all know that stars from the other teams set out because they took that as a rest day against us, and they couldn't do that this year. And there were a few times that some of the players did rest, because it was a back-to-back or whatever. But bottom line is we pretty much played other teams, all their – basically their full team. Is that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I am so pumped up for Thursday night's game. I know I'm pretty excited about tomorrow night's too, but we shall see. What else? We will transition now to the next topic. We got a lot of really good response to our question last week about the fries. And you know, the thing is there's so many of those listeners, there's so many of those folks on Instagram and Facebook that wanted to say something, but they just, you know, they didn't want to put it out there. They didn't want to, you know, but for whatever reason. But here's the thing. Go ahead and do it. No big deal. Because this week, I've got a question. Give me the five best hamburger places. Doesn't have to be a fast food, but like a good hamburger, good cheeseburger. Where's that place at? Give me five of them. Because, I mean, majority of people like good cheeseburger, good hamburger.
Five Guys has to be number one for me. After that, that's a good question.
Dad, where's that one place we went with Clay and Mason that one time?
Nick's. Nick's Grill. Here in Oklahoma City. Really, really good. That was a good burger.
Man, I don't know, dude. That's a broad question to just toss out there.
Yeah, that's one that needs a little more.
You did fast food.
So you got to go. I mean, I don't know where it is on my list, but Five Guys is up there. I go Whataburger because I just love the everything about that place. It's the simplicity, you know, open 24/7. Johnny's is probably number one for me.
I love me some Johnny's.
Wow. I love a good charburger.
These two guys. You know the one down here closed?
I wonder why.
No. I think they're going on these bigger.
You don't like flavor. You probably put mayonnaise on your burger too. Then I got to go. Off the dome, I'm throwing Freddy's on the list. A good steak burger. Better than Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
Oh, Gary. I think we know what's making our list.
I think we do. It's already written down.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think. I'm not going to throw something crazy that nobody can go to, but in my opinion, best fast food burger, Hardee's. They got they got a char burger. It's way better than McDonald's or Wendy's.
That's the wildest thing I've ever heard.
You ever been to Hardee's and got a char burger?
No, but that's crazy.
Go hit up Battlefield while you're there. They got one on Battlefield. Go get yourself a char burger. You have yourself a nice little time.
All I know is I can't have an onion burger. No shot. So what is that? Tucker's and some of these other places have onion burgers. No chance. Remember Black Sheep in Springfield?
Ooh, that was pretty good. Yeah.
That place is overrated.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
How do you say Hardee's is top five?
Yeah, Hardee's is top five, dude.
I'm trying to throw in categories. I'm throwing a fast food.
Okay.
I don't consider Five Guys fast food. Whataburger
is better than Hardee's.
Yeah, but Whataburger's different. It's 24/7. You know, I'm not going to Whataburger during the day. I'm only going there when it's the only thing open.
All right. Nowhere, Garrett. Are you trying to look something up, or what are you guys doing? Are you writing down your list?
Oh wait, can I redact one?
I'm
taking off Hardee's and throwing on Ron's.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty Ron's good. Pretty tasty.
That's pretty good.
I've only had it a few times, but I get the.
That's what I'm saying. I don't go there really enough, so I always get a three way. But like the burgers there, are my thing. Five.
Yeah,
fantastic. Dang, that's gonna make me think for a second again.
Yeah, it is good because they got that one. I've had it before. It's like a sausage burger, you know, pretty tasty. Ron's is good. Where else? Come on, Gannon. What about that? Five. What about Dave? What about Dave's or David's in? That has the best fries.
No. Yeah, that's right.
I don't know why you guys are so butthurt about that. By the way, that was insane. So I don't have an order, but I have a five.
That's respectable.
Five Guys is up there.
Of course.
Chuck's. You remember Chuck's?
Oh, Chuck's was good. I love Chuck's. In North Carolina? Raleigh, North Carolina.
That was a good place. That was a good place. Dude, I'm throwing in Culver's. Only had it once. That one time was absolutely insane, though.
Culver's is underrated. I forgot about Culver's.
You're probably starving. Well,
hey, if that's the case, that's fine. But, man, that was good.
That is a good burger, actually.
And then I'm going Ron's because Kellen helped me out with that one. That's a good call.
I agree.
And then Was it Nick's? Is that what you said, Dad? Nick's Grill or whatever?
Nick's is good.
I remember that being incredible. I'm trying to think if I'm like remembering wrong, but I always liked that one a lot.
No, it was really good. I tore into that thing. What about, you remember, did you ever like the Cow Cafe? What is that? What was that place called? Cow Cafe? Remember that?
I remember that.
They got one downtown, but I heard that's pretty tasty. I want to know, like, I guarantee you a lot of our listeners have their favorite spots. The Garage, you know, I always thought that was okay.
That's up there. Not the best.
What was that place we thought was really good when we first started going in Springfield? Remember? And they built one kind of close to the house. There was one off that main Campbell Street, and then they also built one right off like in Nixa that had all those TVs. I can't remember.
Oh, you know Bears?
Yeah.
It went down.
It was good. It was good
at first. It was good at first, but it definitely went downhill.
Is it still there?
I don't know.
Gary, what's your five, Gary?
To go Five Guys. Dang. And so basic. Freddy's.
It's good. It's a solid burger.
Culver's.
Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah. Spark, Oklahoma City. Not sure if you guys have been.
Never been.
It's amazing. And then this one's going to drive me nuts. Some little spot in North Carolina I went to. I cannot remember the name.
But who'd you go with?
A couple months ago.
Just by myself. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
It was good?
Oh, dude. I don't know if it was just the vibes being that it was on like Christmas Day or Christmas Eve or like it was snowing outside and I was by myself or what, but
I will say there's this little place I went to here. Got a nice little double cheeseburger. $7 for the cheeseburger and fries, and it was like fresh.
Oh!
I went there like 2 weeks ago. Pretty good place.
I gotta take off Ron's.
No.
And add this place. It's called Bulldog's Cafe in Bald Knob, Arkansas.
Bald Knob, come on.
That's fake. He's making this thing up. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Because the price reminded me, this thing's only
okay, but here's the thing. Here's what you know. It's the kind of place that Dad's going to like.
Two patty. Oh, yeah.
The place I went to, the AC wasn't working. I was like, this is the whole new world Dad is fine.
Dude, this place is like $5.50 for a quarter pound, two patties, cheese, whatever else you want on it. Oh.
I don't know if you guys remember, but Casper's had a pretty decent burger. I mean, they had a pretty
That's top 10 for sure.
I looked it up today. I like it's still there.
I like to.
Same place?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Not in like the tin can looking thing.
Yeah, I heard of they moved, is what I heard. Kelton?
I like to think of myself as a burger connoisseur. I've been around the block. I've had a few burgers. We once went on a trip to Washington, D.C. for a week, and I had, I think, 18 different burgers at different places. I got a burger for every single meal.
What about
Shake Shack?
Yes.
Shake Shack's pretty good. I do like a little Shake Shack.
Gary thinks you're so cool because everybody got excited.
It's
okay. Top 15.
I think I'm taking off Chuck's for Shake Shack, dude.
No, Shuck.
Oh, stop it. Come on.
I don't know what Chuck's is. I really like tell Shake Chuck's better than Shake Shack.
No, I'm taking Culver's for Shake Shack.
I've had a once or twice Tasty Burger in Choctaw.
What'd you say?
Tasty Burger?
No, Gannon.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Am I just automatically shut down? Here's the thing. I've had more burgers than all you guys put together, and I think I kind of.
You know, you've been around.
We can tell. You know, Gannon, what'd you say?
I said I might take off Culver's for Shake Shack. Shake Shack.
No, you're
right. I really like Shake Shack.
Do you all remember that trip? Where was it? It was in Washington. Where was the place that we all went upstairs and ate?
Yes.
Washington, D.C.
They had the best milkshakes, too.
Dad had four burgers because nobody else besides me had like four burgers.
I had, like, I just, you guys.
He's like Grandma Krispy Kreme. Six donuts. Croissant.
Well, I mean, you guys were like eating your burger and you weren't going to eat them all. And here's the thing.
That place was the best burger all trip.
I am not going to waste food. So
that was the best burger all trip.
Kind of those things. What was that called, though? Because it was on like, it was in Georgetown. It was in the Georgetown area.
12 years old. I mean.
Gary. I remember places I ate when I was 12 years old. First,
yeah, here's the issue. I had 18 burgers, and along with those burgers, probably 16 shakes. I had no clue what was going on.
We did get a shake with every burger.
Everything there was burgers and shakes, and
it was good too.
And I tell you what, yeah, would it change it for the world?
Yeah, it's like you're just sitting there at the Smithsonian, like, man, I can't wait for dinner.
That one place.
Right, so I get another burger.
That one place. We went in the first night, though. Remember, they all came out and they were like pink, like bright pink.
The burgers?
Yes, it was not very good the first night.
In Washington?
I don't mind if my burger's still mooing.
We all did back then, that's for sure.
That's because mom and dad only ordered us a well-done steak.
Yeah, they didn't introduce us to a medium or anything until we were like 17.
I think it was probably medium well. I don't know if we ever did well-done.
I didn't like steak growing up because it was dry.
So did I. You guys would be like, we're going to Outback. So I'm like, God dang, come on.
I'm like, I guess I'm getting chicken tenders, not because I'm basic, but because, you know, steak's not good.
Some fondue, maybe.
Dry.
You wait for my, what was that, fondue?
I remember trying to drink a glass of water with the steak, and it's all like just like in your mouth.
Do you guys remember when we ate the one of the Smithsonian's like cafeterias there?
Yeah, I remember that.
It was the Native American Smithsonian. I got a bison burger.
Yes, that's
right.
That's
how I remember.
Mom got duck.
You
well? Okay, that was like 5 days into the week trip. I couldn't stop there, so I had to do it.
Was very good.
Couldn't tell you what I got.
That's pretty good.
Couldn't tell you what I got. But anyway, here's the thing. What we need from our listeners is to, from, you know, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, put down your favorite burger. Well, I'll put it on my on the Facebook area, my page, at least for sure. Copy these three kiddos and see what happens. But yeah, we need to, you got to put it in there. Put your favorite five restaurants. It could be fast food. It could be just a regular restaurant. You know, someday we need to talk about, what goes on that hamburger, you know, like what, if you only could have four, ingredients, you know, what would go on it? Cheese.
I'll do it right now.
Why are you doing that? Making fun of me?
Gary, one place you got to check out, Red's Giant Hamburger.
Dude, we drove by that the other day, and I asked Jason.
It's on Sunshine.
Yeah, I was like, that place looks like it'd be pretty good. Don't remember what he said, because I was like, I have to go there.
No, it's good. That's the first meal me and Taylor had after the wedding.
No!
He's like, your parents might have had this back in the day, because they closed down for a while, and I was like, don't think so. But
well, I mean, they didn't live there, but like, no, it was it's a solid burger, some solid ice cream. I think you didn't enjoy that spot.
We'll write this down.
Maybe well, Lance can have a little dinner date.
Same size hitters.
Knock it off. Knock it off. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but no. Yeah,
maybe so. It's a little weird.
Anyway, Fox Spin Sports Podcast would like to thank all of our listeners for listening to our episode this evening that we're giving on this evening. You could be listening to it at 2 a.m., you know, 5 a.m., whatever time you want to listen to. But it'll be out on YouTube probably Tuesday night, Garrett, probably, correct? And, yes. You know, we'll get all those other areas that you can watch it in through or listen to it on, you know, your iPhone, whatever it might be. But again, remember, YouTube, subscribe to our channel. It's free. Look us up on Instagram. Look us up on Twitter, Facebook, all that kind of stuff. But again, we would like to thank you. And I would like to remind everybody that iron sharpens iron.
Please stay safe.
Be savage and not average.
Haven't been here in weeks. I forgot the rotation.
And remember to join the Skulk.
And until next time, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Boomer.